Delia Ralston roused herself and pressed her cousin closer.
Chatty, tell me, she whispered.
There's nothing more.
I mean about yourself. This thing.
Clem Spender's voice was still in her ears.
You loved someone, she breathed.
Yes, that's over. Now it's only the child, and I could love Joe in another way. Chatty Lovell straightened herself, wan and frowning. I need the money. I must have it for my baby, or else they'll send it to an institution. She paused. But that's not all. I want to marry, to be a wife like all of you. I should have loved Joe's children, our children. Life doesn't stop.
No, I suppose not. But you speak as if the person who took advantage of you.
No one took advantage of me. I was lonely and unhappy. I met someone who was lonely and unhappy. People don't all have your luck. We were both too poor to marry each other, and Mother would never have consented. And so, one day before he said goodbye.
He said goodbye?
Yes, he was going to leave the country.
He left the country knowing?
How was he to know? He doesn't live here. He'd just come back to see his family for a few weeks. She broke off, her thin lips pressed together upon her secret. There was a silence. Blindly, Delia stared at the bold shepherd.
Come back from where?
She asked at length in a low tone.